But I want to know this now. 10 days ago, I asked you to call in and I said, what's your problem with Q? Why are there more people now seemingly complaining about the job he's doing as a manager than I feel like ever before for a guy who took a 56-win team and was winning more than they had been winning? I think now you look even dumber, because yesterday looks like the case of, this is why don't judge a manager based on this, because when the players make the plays, you don't even notice. He had to use Zerpa, Schreiber, Ursek. He went deep into the pen. He pulled Lugo early. And had those guys not come through, I imagine you're calling to this show today telling me how Matt Cotrero doesn't know how to use the pen.
That's the name of the game.
But it looked perfect yesterday, didn't it?
It sure did. You know, I thought it was a masterclass with managing the bullpen. But there is also the reality. I think Vern said it's true. It's, you know, that all of a sudden, Serpa doesn't get out of that. And we're sitting here and everybody's critical probably of that decision. So it's amazing how quickly things can shift. But he deserves a ton of credit for how he managed the bullpen. I know some people had issues with pinch hitters, pinch runners late in the game. Thank goodness that it did not end up mattering. But from a bullpen perspective, yeah, I thought it was terrific, you know. And how they went about their business there. And that's the nice thing, I'll say it again, about wrapping it up yesterday and now having a couple days off before game one of the ALDS, is that everybody's good to go again on Saturday. You needed four outs from Ursek on Saturday night. You're good to go for that. You need to stretch, Sam Long for an extra out. What, you know, Chris Bubich for an extra out.
He was using everybody, not even like clean innings. Well, it's righty lefty here there. Now this guy's coming in for two, three, and then hold on. I got Schreiber now. He was just mixing and matching. I think the only decision the entire game I disagreed with was pinch running with Pham, and I was like, I'm not really sure you need to do this now. And he got caught and everything just kind of felt kind of funky.
My only one was my only one was, you know, I didn't think they should have taken MJ out on the base pass. And then it was Garrett Hampson, not Dairon Blanco. I didn't get that decision.
And it felt very early.
And that's part of playoff baseball. Every decision is even under the microscope even more.
And should be.
Fortunately, that didn't matter, but the bullpen, you know, selection and maneuvering strategy, all that was perfect. The players had to execute it to make it feel like it was perfect too.
What stands out the most about Q is he has a plan. Look, maybe you don't like the plan gold. Maybe somebody else doesn't like the plan, like you said with Hampson. But I don't think he's in there just throwing darts either.
Nope.
He definitively has a way that he likes to deliver and execute the bullpen, deliver and execute pinch runners, bunts, and sometimes late in the season when they were really going through the offensive funk. I mean, like the depths of it. They were trying to manufacture runs in the sixth inning. Last night, they were trying to manufacture a run in the sixth inning. They pulled MJ out because they're like, well, Hampson's a little bit faster, and maybe we can find a way to steal a run here. And as good as our bullpen's pitching, that one extra run will give us all the breathing room we need in the world in order to do it. What he had failed to understand at that point probably was apparently everybody in the bullpen was going to have their day. Like, is that the best you've ever seen Angel Serpa look? I mean, honest to God, that was the nastiest I've ever seen Serpa look.
Given the situation and the pressure and all that, of course. Yeah, I mean, I think out of all the guys that came in, I was probably more nervous for Schreiber coming in than even Serpa. I just was.
He's had a mixed bag this year, but he's been good lately.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, of course, if you rank it out, Ursek is who you feel the best about. But you know what? That group, everybody that pitched yesterday, basically, that's the group that I think we're just going to, unless the game gets out of hand at some point, that's the group that I think we're just going to see over and over this series.
The ones we just saw?
Yeah, the ones we just saw. The only way I think we get to, you know, a Daniel Lynch or somebody like that is if a starter goes even less than 4 1/3, or we have an extra inning game. You know, other than that, I think
there's
that
enough
group,
spread that yeah, Lynch that, doesn't have to pitch much.
No, that group we saw last night, I think that, and especially another best of five series with the off days and everything, I think those are the only guys you really should have to use. There'll be one other instance where
I think they're down 2-0 in the sixth and the starter's coming out, they might go to Lynch first in an effort to preserve the guys you're talking about. But Lynch's job there is still important. Lynch's job in that scenario is to make sure the game doesn't get out of hand. What's crazy about this is think about all the names we've mentioned of guys that could actually get outs. I mean, does that not hit you a little bit? The fact that Zerpa and Schreiber and Long and Ursek and Bubich have all gotten like big outs of this. I'm not kidding. 3 weeks ago, if you had told me they had to go five deep in the bullpen, I'd have been on watch, dude. There's no way. Well,
there's no way I would have felt good
about that.
The biggest source of frustration all year for Royals fans was the bullpen. But I think it is important to keep mentioning this bullpen is so much different than the one that was pitching in May, so much different than the one that was pitching on July 31st, the one that was pitching on August 15th. It's just, it's a different bullpen based off of how they started to whittle the rotation down a little bit in the pen, I should say. Some of it because of injury, a lot of it because of performance. And so they found the group that they trust the most, that has the most effective stuff. And now you just have a really, really confident group of four or five pitchers.
Yeah, everyone feels like they're getting the outs.
Urseg and Bubich and Serpa and Long and Schreiber. You have five guys that they're clearly confident in. And honestly, that's, you know, other than the scenario you presented maybe with Lynch, those should just be the five guys that they're able to use throughout this entire series coming up against the Yankees.